Moonlit Eyes, written by Emma Blair and read by Rowena Cooper.
Chapter 1. Black? Jess Sykes almost laughed out loud at her husband's dumbfounded expression. She might have announced that the couple who'd moved in next door were from Mars. As the Ace of Spades, I'm told, she added. Bloody hell, Albert muttered, giving a shake of his head. He was dead beat, having just come off shift after a long and particularly hard day. So you haven't seen them yourself yet?
I have, their son Paul piped up.
Don't speak with your mouth full, Jess admonished. How often have I told you that? Albert eyed his 10-year-old. What are they like?
She's big and fat, while he's got grey woolly hair and funny eyes.
Why are they funny? Jess queried, intrigued.
Did the man have a cast or what?
Paul shrugged. I don't know. They just are.
I've never seen a black person in the flesh, Ellie, Paul's older sister, declared. In films, yes, but never in real life, like.
They arrived this morning, Jess explained. A huge van that was there for hours. Mrs. Diamond across the street saw it, and them. As did old Mar Jenkins, whom I spoke to earlier.
Black, eh? Albert mused, scratching his chin.
Are you going to want any more steak and kidney? Jess asked him. There's plenty left. That and mash.
I'll have some, Paul volunteered eagerly. It's scrummy.
You've already had enough to fill an Irish navvy. Don't be greedy, his sister rebuked him. You're a right guts and no mistake.
I am not.
Yes, you are. Jess sighed. These two were always getting at one another. If she hadn't known better, she'd have thought they hated each other.
He's only a growing lad, she declared eagerly to Ellie.
Ellie snorted.
At the rate he eats, he'll be 8 foot tall and 5 wide before he's finished.
Enough, Albert growled, glaring first at Ellie, then Paul. I haven't come home from work just to listen to you two going at it, hammer and tongs. Understand?
Both Ellie and Paul nodded that they did.
Good.
Albert turned his attention again to his wife. I won't have any more, thanks.
Paul's face brightened, and he looked expectantly at Jess, who steadfastly ignored him.
I wonder what he does, Albert queried, more to himself than as a question to the others.
Who?
Jess frowned.
The black chappie. He must work, presumably.
No idea.
Maybe he's a cannibal,
Paul said, suddenly a little frightened that it might be true.
Jess laughed.
Don't be daft. There aren't any cannibals in England, far less London. They're all in Africa.
But if the man is black, he must have come from Africa, Paul argued.
You saw him. Did he have a bone through his nose? Albert asked. The lad shook his head.
Then he isn't a cannibal. All cannibals have a bone through their nose.
Paul's eyes were wide.
Really?
Really, Albert stated matter-of-factly, though he was mickey-taking. I read that somewhere once.
Ellie glanced over at the clock ticking on the mantelpiece.
Can I get down? She requested urgently.
Friday, of course, Jess thought. Are you seeing George tonight?
Ellie nodded.
I'd better get a move on, or he'll be knocking the door and I won't be ready.
It won't do him any harm to wait, Albert declared. When I was courting your ma, I always had to wait. Many's the long hour I spent kicking my heels while she titivated herself.
Jess smiled in memory, knowing that to be true. It wasn't something she'd done intentionally, it had simply happened that way.
Please, ma, Ellie pleaded.
Where are you off to?
The Flicks, probably, and then back to the Florence for a drink afterwards, I should imagine.
What's on?
A new Greta Garbo. Should be good.
Oh, I like Greta Garbo, Jess enthused. Especially when she's with John Gilbert now. There's a handsome man for you.
Albert pushed his plate away and yawned. It would be asleep in the chair for him when Ellie had gone out. He could hardly keep his eyes open, and the warm food had made him feel even more tired.
Maybe we could go one night, Jess suggested to him.
Maybe, he replied vaguely.
It finishes tomorrow, Ellie pointed out.
It'll come round again, they always do, Albert replied.
Jess hid her disappointment. But Albert was right, films always did, or nearly always anyway.